Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm responding to your call about property for sale at 1447 Northeast 25th Street in Oklahoma City.
Yes, ma'am. You returning the call?
Yes. We're looking to purchase a few properties in your area. Is this a good time to talk?
Yeah, this is a good time to talk. I'm working out right now. Yeah, you can talk, ma'am.
Okay. This will be very quick, sir. I'll just go ahead and ask a couple of questions about the property, like the condition of it, and then I'll pass this on to our buying specialist who will be able to call you back with an offer to purchase. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is this Brian? Brian Stubbs?
Yes, this is Brian.
Okay. I have the correct address, right? 1447 Northeast
mm-hmm.
25th Street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you. And in order for us to make sure we can best reach you about an offer, is this the best phone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. Now, do you have an email address where we can send you more information about it?
No, ma'am, I don't have no email address. I was talking to some guy, he was talking to me about it. I don't know if that was y'all. I don't know who that guy was I was talking to.
Uh-huh.
He had told me something back at me. We had a lot of offers, so we were just waiting to see what y'all want to submit on y'all offers before we do sell it. Y'all was the last card that we received. We have several cards, several people that are interested in buying a car. It's a great investment. The neighborhood is rising right now. I have a couple of houses around in the area. I suppose just at this one. I agreed on selling it. We just waiting to have y'all offer. We have a couple more offers on the table, so we just want to see what y'all have.
Oh, I see. So you're comparing other offers as well. Is that right, Brian?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I'll go ahead and forward whatever information I'll get from you, so that our buying specialist can get back to you the soonest, before the weekend, most probably. But I'd like to ask...
Well, it's best to move quick, man. It's best to move quick if y'all, you know, if you're really interested or something. You can look on the Internet and look at how much it's worth and the price that we're looking at. I mean, I think it's fair. I think it's leaving you more than enough room to come in if you're able to make your money. So...
Mm-hmm.
It is best to, you know, try to kind of close fast if y'all interested. Just submit the offer, and I'm going to submit the offer to my wife, and we'll sit down and talk about it.
Okay. Yes. We're going to do our own research as well, Brian, and we'll get back to you as soon as with how much you offered. But I'd like to know if the property has been listed with an agent right now.
Yes. It's a clean deed, ma'am. No backpacking zone. It's very clean. It's very ready.
Okay.
So just get back at me whenever y'all can.
Is it okay if I ask you a couple of more questions?
Yes, ma'am. But
yeah. How long have you owned the property?
I don't know, ma'am. A couple of years. I don't know. Could you hold on real fast, ma'am? My line is deep.
Oh, yes. Certainly.
Yes, ma'am. Is you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you for holding. Thank you for holding.
That's okay. You mentioned that you've owned it for a couple of years, like around 10 years maybe?
No, ma'am. No, I'm just 34 years old. No.
Okay. Sorry. So that's less than five?
The people, my the good people that we know before that, they owned it for a long time. They just got old and couldn't keep it up no more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Couldn't cut the grass, you know, so something like that.
Okay. All right. I'll take note of that, Brian. Now, is the property occupied?
No, ma'am. We fixing on it. We're renovating right now. We've been demolitioning, and we've been doing putting new windows in and stuff like that. Next is we're gonna put a new roof on it and stuff. So this house is not occupied right now at the moment, no ma'am.
Okay, but have you had this space rented before or now?
No, ma'am.
No.
The other houses have been rented. This has never been rented. This is fresh.
Okay, all right. And how many bedrooms and bathrooms does this property have?
Three bedrooms.
How many
bedrooms? One bath.
Okay. And how is the condition of the property? You were saying that you guys are doing the repairs or the repairs?
Well, yes, ma'am. I do repairs on all my houses. That's the only how you're going to get your money.
Okay. But can you tell me what kind of repairs are you doing right now?
We're doing demolition right now. We're doing plumbing work, brand new plumbing all the way through. Electric all the way through. Sheetrocking. We're putting in new boards. We're putting in new beams.
Okay.
We're just going through it right now, ma'am. And,
so you're fully updating, fully renovating the whole area or the whole property?
Well, no, I'm not doing a lot of, I'm going to do a full renovate, but some things I want to keep into it because the house is old, and some of them is kind of, it have special touches into it, little things. Some things is kind of special to the house, so we try to leave a little bit to the house, and some we will change.
Okay. I'm getting kicked out of that. And do you have an estimated cost for the repairs?
No, I don't have my pay. I'm at the gym right now working out, man. I don't have no pay.
All right, sorry. How old is the roof? You were saying that plans.
Yeah. We gonna put a new. What it was is we had patched it to keep the water and the rain out while people was working on the house. They've been doing the plumbing in it now, so that's my last thing. It's my new roof, yeah.
Okay.
And Salazar, I'm in with Salazar. Salazar do all our roofs.
Okay. Now, are there foundation issues, like sticking doors or cracks in the walls?
We don't have no walls. Walls are stuck down.
Okay.
New sheetrock all the way around.
Yeah, it was demolished. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we took all that old sheetrock out of there.
Now, does the property have a special feature like a pool or a garage that we should be aware of?
No, ma'am, no garage. The special feature is that it have a storm cellar.
I'm sorry, what's that, a storm cellar?
Ma'am?
Oh, you were saying about a storm cellar, is that right?
Yes, it's a storm cellar in the back. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
And the special features was the arches that... when you walk into the kitchen, it's a nice, pretty arch right there, and I like it that I want to keep that. The bathroom, one of the bedrooms, the master bedroom, have a walk-in closet. We want to keep that. It was something else. Now I'm about to think of it. Else about that house.
Yeah, that's okay. Do you mind if I ask, Brian, like, do you have a particular reason why you're selling this property?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a particular reason why you're selling or looking to selling this property?
No, ma'am. We don't have one. We don't have a special reason. Just buy,
okay.
Sell, and trade. That's what we do.
Okay.
We even trade a house. Y'all got a house y'all don't want, nice condition. We even can trade.
Okay.
we just investing our money, man. We doing something like what y'all do. We got a couple of investors. People come by. They want to, people that don't even stay in Oklahoma. We have a lot of them. People that don't even stay here. Just ready to invest and ready to buy and ready to have. So that's what we've been doing lately. People been buying houses and they'll call us. We LLC. We'll go through there and we'll do whatever they need done to the house.
I see. Now, Brian, I'd just like to ask, if we paid you all cash and close whenever you're ready and buy the property and as is condition, what's the lease you'd consider for the price?
No, I don't know. I have to ask my wife, find out what updates she have on her updates. And like I say, I can submit your price or whatever y'all offered in, ma'am, you know.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I work for you, you know. I have to make sure you happy, we happy, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's
I have to make sure the wife happy.
Yes.
I don't want to get kicked in the dog after I've sold them now.
That's clear. Well, we're going to make sure it's going to be a win-win situation should we come up with a good offer for you, Brian. But is the property free and clear, or do you still have mortgage against it?
No, I don't have no mortgage paid. We're all clear deed, no loans, no bargains, no none of that, man. This is all clear.
Okay.
Taxes caught up, everything.
Yes,
it's ready to go. It's a perfect house. I mean, hey, the neighborhood is rising right now. Like I say, these houses that I have, I guarantee you the price is lovely.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know. Y'all can. I don't know. Y'all maybe. I see. I'm seeing cars out, but how we do is a different way on how we get these houses. I don't know how y'all get. Y'all seeing cars and stuff. We pretty much have a list that we going off of.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like this is a good catch of a property, Brian. But I'll let our bond specialist be aware of the situation, so that he can look into this. But do you have a preferred time or a best time for a buying specialist to get back to you with how much his offer is?
No, ma'am. I just sold one house the other day. Next door house. That was my house, too. I just sold that one.
Okay.
It's basically on y'all. You know, it's not on me. It's on y'all.
All right. So I'll have him call you the soonest, Brian. So I'll pass all the information you've given me onto our buying specialist, who's going to do a little more research and get back to you shortly. Anything else you'd like me to pass on to them?
No, ma'am.
All right. So it was really nice talking to you, and we hope we could do business together, Brian. So have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.